Hey, fella. I've been thinking about something. Something I don't understand. It's pretty pervasive in society today. It's picking up steam. You see it all over the place. Yoga. The fuck is yoga? I don't know what the fuck yoga is. I do know one thing. Yoga's fucking everywhere. Yoga's in gyms. There's fucking yoga videos. People are posting fucking pictures of themselves doing yoga. Can somebody explain the concept of yoga to me? What are you doing? It just looks like stretching. Anytime I see a photo of somebody doing yoga in like a class, there's a room full of assholes, and there's like a fucking man on the ground, and everybody's got tight pants on, and then there's always some dude that looks like he doesn't fucking belong there, that's got like a fucking baggy shirt, like he doesn't know what the fuck is up, and everybody's always got like one foot in the air, you know, one hand up their ass, one fucking leg out, the other fucking arm out, and they're like all fucking twisted around. What are you doing? What the fuck good is that? I don't understand. Like, when I look at that, like, I don't understand what you're accomplishing. Are you stretching out your body? Are you building strength? I don't get it. To me, it's like an elaborate set of poses with no, like, payoff or actual benefit. Now, I know people say there's benefits to yoga. Don't tell me the benefits of yoga. I don't give a fuck. And if it helps you and you enjoy it, that's great. I hope you keep doing it. But I just can't see myself doing it. I can't even see myself learning what the fuck it is. Is it like fucking meditation? Is there music playing during yoga? I've seen yoga classes. When I look at yoga, I think, like, it makes about as much fucking sense to me as the game Twister. You know, remember that game? I think the game Twister's dumb as shit. There's a bunch of fucking colors on the ground on the fucking mat, and you fucking spin the wheel twice, and it's like, fucking right hand on blue, and you put your fucking right hand on blue, and there's another asshole on the fucking board with you, and eventually you're putting your fucking left foot on green, and you're all falling all over the place, and somebody falls, and it's like, ah, oh, holy shit, what a fucking great game this is. Like, if you took two assholes playing Twister, and they're all fucking wrapped around, all fucking bizarre, and you just got rid of the fucking Twister board or the mat or whatever the fuck that is, and you just took a shot of it, and you told me that it was yoga, I'd fucking believe you. Because that, to me, that's what it looks like. You're just twisting your fucking body around in a goddamn pretzel, and nobody even wins. At least in Twister, there's a fucking winner, right? Isn't the person who falls in Twister the loser? If you fall, you lose. Whoever can twist their fucking body up and contort themselves more successfully wins the game of Twister. At least there's a fucking... At least there's a benefit. I love working out. I go to the gym and I run a lot. I understand what I'm getting out of that. I'm getting myself in better shape. I'm getting stronger. I'm improving my cardiovascular health. I'm getting aerobic and anaerobic exercise. I remember that shit from class. I just don't get what you're doing in yoga. I'm completely ignorant about it. And I always try to figure it out. People post pictures of themselves on Facebook in weird yoga poses. I saw one post one time, like, some dick I used to work with, she was like mountain climbing, and like at the top of the mountain, she took her fucking shoes off, and she did this like fucking somersault thing where her fucking hands were over her head, and she was making this fucking arch, and it had some really lame pseudo-inspirational douchebag post that said something like, "When is the last time you tried something for the first time?" The fuck does that even mean? What the fuck does that have to do with you twisting yourself around on the goddamn mountaintop? And seriously, how far do you want to go with a dumb fucking question? When's the last time you tried something for the first time? I don't know, what if I go out and buy a pack of fucking Marlboros today and light that shit up? I've never tried cigarettes before, but mark it down, today, the last time I tried something for the first time, pack of Marlboros. You fucking moron. And then they post a picture of that shit. And then, like, there's other pictures of themselves, like, you know, their fucking legs in the air, their fucking hands down, they look like a goddamn frog. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you bragging about? Look, I can do fucking... Yoga pose 3, inspirational crouch frog. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what pose that is. Think of how douchey it would be if some fucking meathead macho asshole guy constantly posted photos of himself, like, pumping iron on the goddamn chest press. Like, oh my god, look at me, I'm benching 300 pounds. I think, who gives a shit, you macho fuck? Take a bite of my ass, I don't care. So why the fuck should I give a shit about some fucking weirdo posting pictures of themselves all twisted up in a goddamn ball? We like to pick and choose what's offensive. Don't we? I don't know, I probably do the same fucking thing, but like, if it's douchey for somebody to post photos of themselves weightlifting and flexing in the mirror, you know those assholes at the gym? You ever see those fucks? They'll finish a set, they'll walk. I knew this dick, this one fuck that went to the gym that I went to, would like blow kisses to himself in the mirror. And he was like a fucking sloppy, dumpy guy too. He was a fucking cab driver or some such shit. He'd wear these fucking wife beaters and he'd do a set and he's got a fucking boiler. You know, his gut didn't look that good. He's fucking carrying that shit around. He'd do a fucking set of arms, you know, do the pump, make the fucking noises, then walk over there and like flex in the mirror, you know, do all the fucking shit and then like blow a kiss to himself. And I thought to myself, like, Jesus fucking Christ. Who's fucking you, son? Nobody wants a piece of that. But then you look at him and you think, wow, what a dick. That guy's a douche. So what's the difference if that asshole is like looking at himself in the mirror, like taking photos of himself and posting that shit online? What's the difference between that and you posting like inspirational shit with you like doing weird yoga poses? I just don't understand it. I also don't like when people say stuff like, you know, like they'll do yoga and then like they'll call the people who do yoga like yogis. Yogi's a fucking bear, goddammit. Stop twisting that shit to mean people that do fucking yoga. What the fuck is a yogi? Unless you're stealing a goddamn picnic basket, I don't want you to fucking refer to yourself as fucking yogi or a yogi or your fucking buddies as yogis. There was one fucking yogi. Well, I'll be back a couple days. Sundays and Wednesdays, new episodes are coming out. I'm going to keep the Facebook videos coming. So if you're my Facebook friend, keep an eye out for that shit. You can follow on Apple Podcasts and Google Play as well. I'm going to keep putting it there. Podbean, though, is the main hub. Every single episode is there. You can download the app. Also, you know what? Follow me on Twitter.